With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. There's been a huge increase in the number of real Christmas trees that are being sold this year. Tim O'Connor is with the National Christmas Tree Association and explains.
We think particularly the younger adults, the millennial generation, are realizing there's a stark difference between a real tree and a fake tree made from PVC plastic in China. These young consumers care about the environment. They've been raised on that story for a long time, and they really do want to contribute to the environment with their own individual purchases and lifestyle, and a real tree matches up with that. You know, the real tree is fully biodegradable. The plastic tree will live 1,000 years in the landfill when it's done. These young folks want those authentic experiences. They want these memories. It starts with the experience of getting the tree. It's a wonderful family thing to get in the car together and go find that tree. You know, all the fun of mom likes this tree and the kids like that tree, and dad of course wants one that's way too big. And then, you know, bringing the tree home, and there's something unique about a tree every year. They're not just stamped out of a factory where they look exactly the same. They are different. And so there is often a story that stays in their family for a long time about certain trees.
The National Christmas Tree Association says 95 million households will have a tree this year for the holiday season, and about 75% of those will be fake. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.